Now, there was a missing rainbow lorikeet, and it's been reunited with its owner after a bit of help from you, the 2GB audience. Pierre called us earlier this week after his children found the lorikeet at their sports carnival in Sydney's north. They took the bird home with them, and they were desperately trying to find its owner. Well, after somebody heard Pierre on our show on Tuesday, they saw a flyer for a lost lorikeet at the train station, and they joined the dots. So they contacted the owner, Marie, and they told her to get in touch with us. We were able to connect Marie and Pierre, and the lorikeet called See You Tomorrow has been returned home. Pierre is on the line first of all. Hello, Pierre.
Hello, Ben.
So we've found the owner.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you ever think we'd be able to do it?
I was really hoping, so yeah. Very pleased. Very, very, very pleased.
How long did you have it with you?
3 days.
All right, let me bring in Marie. Hello, Marie.
Hi, Ben.
So, did you think it was never going to come home?
I did.
How long had it been missing?
4 days.
What did you do to try and find it?
I did quite a few. I put it onto every search engine, including Parrot Alert.
Mm.
I rang all the vets, and, of course, I put up the flyers.
What's Parrot Alert?
It's a website that you can put lost birds on.
I had no idea.
Yeah, it's very good.
So the bird is now home?
He is.
How is he?
He's happy.
What would you like to say to Pierre?
Well, exactly what I said last night. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate it.
Mm. Maybe he might want to go on holidays to Pierre's place if he had a good time there.
I think he would.
Pierre, you're a good man for sorting that one out, and I'm glad that he's found his way home.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm very pleased too. And, like, yeah, Marie's been very happy and so did Alex. So that's fantastic.
Well, good on you. Thank you to both of you. Who would have thought one bird in this big city would it find its way home? Well, it has, with thanks to you.